نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion, we discussed the great amazing personality of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Today we continue with that, and just to recap some of the virtues of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one hadith, Hazrat Uqba radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. Had there been any Nabi after me, had Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent a prophet after me, then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala would have appointed Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a Nabi. In another hadith, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ الْحَقِّ عَلَى لِسَانِ عُمَرِ. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has put haqq, has put the truth on the tongue of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Whenever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to expose the truth, then Allah Ta'ala puts it on the tongue of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in another hadith, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, مَا كُنَّا نُبْعِدْ أن السكينة تنطق على لسان عمر. See, it was never far-fetched. We would always think that sakina, peace, tranquility, comes on the tongue of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he would say something, we would immediately feel at ease, we would feel satisfied, we would feel a feeling of contentment and tranquility. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, وَلَقَدْ كَانَ فِي مَا قَبْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأُمَمْ مُحَدَّثُونَ. In the previous ummats, there were people that used to get true, correct inspiration. Something to happen in the future, Allah puts it into heart ahead of time. And فَيَّكُ فِي أُمَّتِي أَحَدٌ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If there's any person in my ummah, who would get true inspiration, something to happen in the future, and they are informed ahead of time, then it would have been Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, looking at all these ahadith, it is very clear that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspired Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, or Hazrat Umar ibn radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, there were many thoughts that came to his mind, or many things that he has said ahead of time, and soon thereafter, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent down wahi, sent down revelation, according to what Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, and according to the thinking of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. The ulama have enumerated approximately 20 places, or more than 20 places where Umar radiallahu ta'ala would think about something, Umar radiallahu ta'ala would say something, and all this was so liked by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that soon thereafter Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would send an wahi revelation according to the thinking of Umar radiallahu ta'ala or according to the speech of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now to enumerate just three examples of that. The very first battle that took place in Islam, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally participated, it was the Battle of Badr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out to seize a caravan of the kuffar of Makkah that were returning with merchandise from Sham, returning to Makkah. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala changed this into a battle. In the Quran al-Kareem, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ ويريد الله أن يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ولو كره المجرمون. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala promised, one of the two things are going to happen. Either you're going to see the caravan, or either there's going to be a confrontation with the kuffar. But the Muslims, by human nature, they wanted the easy way out. But Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wished the truth to be established, and the only way to have done that was a confrontation would take place with the kuffar. And there, the battle of Badr took place. Battle of Badr is known as Yawmul Furqan, the day when the truth and falsehood was distinguished and differentiated. It was in the Battle of Badr that 70 of the kuffar were taken as captives. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought the counsel of the Sahaba. Yeah, the various Sahaba, Abu Bakr Siddiq, what is his opinion? Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what is his opinion? Other Sahaba gave their opinions. And I want to relate that as is mentioned in the books of Hadith. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, لما كان يوم بدر قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تقولون في هؤلاء الأسرى. On the day of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the Sahaba that these captives, 70 captives, what are your people's opinion about them? What do you think we should do with them? فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكَرِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَوْمُكَ وَأَهْلُكَ اسْتَبْقِهِمْ وَاسْتَعْنِ بِهِمْ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's opinion was, he said, Ya Rasulullah, these captives, they are people from your own nation. They are people from the Quraysh. They are people from your own family. So, give them grace, give them respite, and let them live on. And by them living on, maybe Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive them, Allah will give them the tawfiq of iman. That was the opinion of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وَقَالَ عُمَرْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَخْرَجُوكَ وَكَذَّبُوكَ فَأَضْرِبْ أَعْنَاقَهُمْ. Umar radiallahu ta'ala's opinion was, Ya Rasulullah, these kuffar of Bakka, they may be the Quraysh, they may be your family, but they have banished you. They have taken you out from Makkah. They have belied you, they rejected your message. So, the only thing is, they should be beheaded. They should be killed. And another Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he said, Ya Rasulullah, Unzur wadiyan kaseer al-hatab, fadkhilum fi, summa abrib alayhim nara. O Prophet of Allah, look for a valley where there's lots of wood, a forest. Put all these people inside there and burn them in it. This was the opinion of Abdullah ibn Rawaha. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, his opinion was, قَطَعْتَ رَحِمَكْ. That, O Prophet of Allah, you should break your ties with them. فَدَخَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَمْ يَرُدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ شَيْءٍ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not reply to any one of these opinions. Now, Sahaba were debating among themselves. 3-4 different opinions came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us see which opinion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes. So, some people said, يَأْخُذْ بِقَوْلِ أَبِي بَكَرْ وَقَالَ نَاذْ يَأْخُذُ بِقَوْلِ عُمَرْ وَقَالَ نَاذْ يَأْخُذْ بِقَوْلِ عَبْدِاللَّهِ ابْنِ رَوَاحَ. Some people said, maybe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take the opinion of Abu Bakr and spare the people. Some people said, maybe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take the opinion of Umar and behead them. Maybe some people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take the opinion of Abdullah ibn Rawaha. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this. Inna Allah la yulina quluba rijalin fi hatta takuna al-yada min al-laban. Wa inna Allah la yashuddu quluba rijali fi hatta takuna ashadda min al-hijara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made some people very soft-hearted. They are softer than milk. And some people, they are even more harder than stones and rocks. Then Nabi Sam pointed to Abu Bakr Siddiq and told him, وَإِنَّ مِثْلَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكَرَ كَمَثَلْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ قَالْ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. وَمَثَلُكَ يَا أَبَا بَكَرَ كَمَثَلِ عِيسَى قَالْ إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told, O Abu Bakr, your example, your softness is like the softness of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for his nation, and he said, O Allah, those people that followed me, they are from me. And those people that disobey me, Allah, you are forgiving, have mercy on them. And O Abu Bakr, your example in softness is like the softness of Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah, in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. Allah, if you punish them, they are your slaves. But if you forgive them, you are almighty, you are all wise. And then, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Umar, your example is the example of Nuh alayhi salam. He stayed in his people for a long period of time, and people didn't accept the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salam. So Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam became very hard-hearted, and he made dua, Rabbi la tazar ala al-ardi min al-kafirin al-dayyara. O Allah, punish them in such a way that there's not a single person left on the face of the earth, and erase each and every person from the face of the earth. So, O Umar, your example is like Nuh alayhi salam. And, wa inna mithalaka ya Umar, ka masali Musa. And, O Umar, your example is the example of Musa, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Rabbi ushtud ala qulubihim, فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. Wala, harden their hearts, so that they now do not bring iman until they see a very painful punishment. Now, what judgment, what ruling did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took the ruling, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took the counsel of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he spared the captives, told everybody to pay a ransom, and he let them free. But then, after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this, that's when an ayat of the Quran Kareem came, wherein Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ أَسْرَى حَتَّى يُسْخِنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It was not appropriate for a Nabi until he would not have shed the blood of these captives. Same opinion of that of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then there's another incident that have taken place. Wine and alcohol became prohibited in stages. The Arabs, wine was like their second nature. Everywhere there was wine, and wine would have so many different names. So, it was the opinion and the wish of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Almighty Allah prohibits wine. Intoxicants, it is the root of all evil. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then revealed the first verse, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people ask you about wine, people ask you about gambling, tell that there is a major sin in that. But at this stage, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala didn't prohibit it. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala knew, when this verse was read upon him, he made this dua, اللَّهُمَّ بَيِّن لَنَا فِي الْخَمَرْ بَيَانًا شَافِيًا. O Allah, send down some very, very beneficial guidance regarding khamar and intoxicants. And then it was after that another verse came in wherein Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la taqrabu salah wa antum sukara. Drink wine, alcohol, it's permissible in general times, but at the time of salah, don't drink wine and alcohol. Again, this verse was read by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Again he made dua, Allahumma bayyin lana fil khamar bayanan shafiya. O Allah, give us some very beneficial advice regarding intoxicants. And that is when Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed this verse, that wine and alcohol, it is rich, it is filth, it is dirt, and stay away from that. Fahal antum muntahoon. That's when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded to that. He told, intahayna, intahayna, that we stay away from it. And this was the wish of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was a third incident that took place where wahi came down, again according to the desire, the wish of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The leader of the munafiqeen was Abdullah ibn Ubay. He was from the tribe of Khazraj. And it caused lots of pain to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, he was a munafiq. Outwardly, he would claim to be a Muslim. But from behind the scenes, he would cause lots of mischief and plan and plot against Islam and the Muslims. Now, when he had passed away, so his son, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the Munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay's son's name was also Abdullah, but he was a sincere Muslim. So, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Prophet of Allah, I would want you to perform Salatul Janazah on my father. فَلَمَّا وَقَفَ عَلَيْهِ يُرِيدُ الصَّلَاةِ When Nabi Kareem stood to perform the Salatul Janazah for the leader of the Munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay, تَحَوَّلْتُ حَتَّى قُمْتُ فِي صَدْرِهِ Umar radiallahu ta'ala was there. He came and faced Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood right in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to read Salatul Janazah. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَحْلَى عَدُوِّ اللَّهِ Abdullah ibn Ubay القائل يوم كذا وكذا 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 يعد أياما He said, O Prophet of Allah, you read the Salatul Janazah on him, the leader of the Munafiqeen. Don't you sir, remember so and so day he said this, so and so say day he said that. You still going to read Salatul Janazah on him? ورسول الله يتبسم Nabi Kareem Sam was simply smiling. حتى إذا أكثرت عليه Umar رضي الله تعالى said, I insisted on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he should not perform Salatul Janazah. Finally, Nabi Sallam told to Umar, أخر عني يا عمر. Move away from you, Umar. إني كالخيرت فاخترت. I've been given an option whether I should read Salatul Janazah or not. And I've chosen to read Salatul Janazah. Because Allah told me in the Quran al-Kareem, استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم. إن تستغفر لهم سبعين مرة فلا يغفر الله لهم. You seek forgiveness for them or you don't seek forgiveness. And if you seek forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah will not forgive them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the apparent statement, there was a choice there, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul alameen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to read Salatul Janazah. Not only that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi mentioned, if I knew that it was more than 70 times that he would be forgiven, I would have sought forgiveness more than that, or that amount of times. Summa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salatul Janazah, stood by the qabr until he was completely buried. Umar radiallahu anhu says, فَعُجَبَ لِي وَجُرْأَتِي عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَسَبْرَيْدِ even upon my own self. How I became brave upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just overlooked and tolerated me. And then he says, it was shortly thereafter, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed this verse, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَكُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ That do not perform Salatul Janazah on any one of the Munafiqeen and don't even stand by their qabr. Now this was the opinion of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and here Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shortly thereafter sent down wahi according to the wish and the desire of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So these were the three incidents in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent down wahi, sent down revelation according to the wish, the desire of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now just to share a few more incidents of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the humility and the humbleness of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nowadays we talk about democracy, we speak about freedom of speech, we talk about freedom of speech being entrenched in the constitution and the Bill of Rights. Anybody can say whatever he wants to, but you and I know to what extent we have freedom of speech. But in the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even a woman was free to say whatever she wanted to say, and even she wanted to have time in isolation with Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to advise Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that she would have the right and opportunity to do so. Now in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about a woman. Once Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking with his sahaba, one elderly woman stopped him. Took him one side and started giving him advices. And all the Sahaba that were Umar radiallahu ta'ala, they had to wait for a long time. This was quite unusual. After that woman finished up with Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sahaba asked him, why did you allow that woman to take advantage over you? So Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentioned to the Sahaba, Do you people know who this woman is? This is that woman who was on the earth. She was complaining about her husband to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah in the arsh, Allah in his throne had heard the voice of Umar. When Allah heard this woman from the throne, what is the position of Umar being on earth not listening to this woman? And he refers to an incident in the beginning of the 28 juz of the Quran al-Kareem. Allah refers to it, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. The incident about that elderly woman, Khawla bint Thalaba. She had a dispute with her husband, and her husband made zihar with her. Zihar is a type of divorce that used to be practiced in the time of Jahiliyyah in the pre-Islamic era, where the husband would tell to the wife, "Anti aliyya ka wahri ummi," you are to me like the back of my mother. In the time of Jahiliyyah, this constituted divorce. So Khawla bint Thalaba's husband told to Khawla bint Thalaba words to that effect, "You are to me like my mother." So she refused to accept this divorce. So she told to her husband, "I'm not going to accept a divorce. We both of us are Muslims. In Islam, there are new laws." She goes up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She complains, "My husband have done this." So it was then Almighty Allah Tabarak revealed this verse in where Allah speaks about the laws of zihar. But now in Islam, zihar does not constitute talaq, but it's a very, very serious statement. If anybody tells his wife like that, "You are to me like the back of my mother," that is very serious. And because of the serious statement, now you have to pay a kafara, you have to pay a compensation, that you must free a slave. You can't free a slave, you must fast for 2 months. Now look at the seriousness of it. Just one statement came out, probably 2 or 3 words. But Allah doesn't like it. How careful would we have to be with our tongues? That you have to fast for 2 months, and you cannot, then you have to feed 60 people before you can go back to your wife. So this was an incident where Umar radiallahu ta'ala's humility and his humbleness was also exhibited. And then another incident, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the governor of Sham, and he asked for Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala to come over. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Sham, he went to Syria. On the way, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while riding on the camel, he alighted from his camel. He was wearing leather socks, he took out his leather socks and he hanged it over his shoulders. So Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah told to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that "I wouldn't want the people here, the people of Baytul Maqdis, to see you in that condition, the people of Jerusalem. You are our leader, they want to see our leader, so they want to see somebody with a great amount of awe. And here you take out your leather socks and you are walking. Well, then look at the simplicity, what they will think about you." So Umar radiallahu ta'ala told to Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, "If it was someone else who would have said that, I would have understood. But you, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, such a great personality, you are telling me that? Don't you know, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ, we are such a nation that our respect, our dignity, our honor, it does not lie in just our outward appearance. It is the respect, the dignity of honor that we carry with us that puts awe in the hearts of the kuffar." When the kuffar, when they have seen the simplicity of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they measured it with their books, they knew that this is indeed the leader of the Muslimin. And that's when Baytul Maqdis came in the hands of the Muslimin. These are some of the beautiful qualities of this great personality, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his humbleness, his humility. Many people, when they hear Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, their mind immediately goes to somebody with a very harsh temperament. Whilst that was there in his place, but at the same time, Umar radiallahu ta'ala was also soft, and whatever he did, they used the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the measure. They used the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a guide in dealing and in conducting themselves to the people. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to implement these beautiful qualities in our lives. And Allah reward all the sahaba and Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala on behalf of us. Remember that without the love of the sahaba, we cannot have the true essence of deen and Islam. They made the sacrifices, And it is because of their sacrifice we have got Islam. And if we remove the equation, the Sahaba from us, there can't be any Islam in us. Allah keep us with true, correct, proper Iman in us. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala can maintain the love of the Sahaba in our hearts, in our last moments of our lives. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.